Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us now, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Mike, new questions on an old probe in the paper today. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, it's a story by our reporter Jim Odata from our Capitol Bureau about the office of then-Attorney General Andrew Cuomo back in 2008. And it comes at a time when the Times Union and other news organizations are looking at the governor's tenure as Attorney General and efforts by the current Cuomo administration to limit access to official records from that era, you know, and how it's being kept in the state archives. Well, today's story looks at a 2008 probe of the state police during the administration of then-Governor Patterson. According to new documents that have surfaced and some interviews that have happened in the last week, some parties connected with that probe are complaining that the 11-page report that followed it failed to include some important details. It made no mention of sworn testimony from veteran state police general counsel Glenn Valley that laid out some serious allegations that Governor Patterson's office was trying to assert political influence on the state police at the time. And nor did the report make any note of Valley's testimony, which has now been backed up by other officials in interviews this past week, that Cuomo tried to discourage state police from bringing their attorneys with them when they were questioned in this probe. You know, if such a claim were true about Mr. Cuomo, it could possibly be interpreted as a violation of legal ethics. But claims have been denied by spokespeople for the governor. They say it was just that the attorney general at the time, Cuomo, did not want the state police officials to have Valley show up as their legal counsel because he had also been called as a witness. Regarding the allegation that Cuomo warned that he would draw negative inference if the state police personnel showed up with their lawyers while testifying, Pedro Perez, who was the acting superintendent of the state police in 2008, recalled Cuomo calling him personally. And he said he doesn't remember with specificity of what the conversation said, but he said it did deal with that, and he felt it was unfair because troopers were entitled to representation with attorneys under the Constitution. There's a presumption of innocence, and that was an interview last week that Perez gave. But Cuomo officials deny that and say that it was just a misunderstanding. So this look into the past administration of Andrew Cuomo when he was the attorney general will continue.
And for more on this or other stories, you can go to thetimesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with Associate Editor Mike Spain. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.